to the Tree Fort, guys.
Welcome back in the Tree Fort. We are picking up where we left off with the fast food bracket challenge.
Challenge.
I keep saying it's a challenge, like it's some sort of like
something we're doing.
Something
we have to accomplish.
Like we have to eat as much of the food as possible, which that's not a thing.
So, I think we've been doing that.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, we have. My pants don't fit the same, but I will say, welcome. We are talking about the Elite Eight.
Who would win Wednesdays?
Who would win Wednesday? The Elite Eight of the fast food. The dog is here. He's
sniffing
jacked up about
he's
it.
He's just snarking it.
He's ready.
He said, I heard food.
He's ready to talk. So this is the round before where we are going to actually go in. So for the final four, we are going to these places and eating the items.
I'm excited for that.
I, too, am excited.
And I also just want to say, you're joined today by, of course, Joe Johnson.
Oh, Philip Boughton.
Rosemary.
Obviously, Philip Boughton's
like
here.
He's talking.
The dog is talking.
Unfortunately, PCR 41 couldn't be here today. PRC.
PRCR.
I know, but the other R, we got to get rid of it.
Paul County Road.
PRCR 41.
He added the R.
Couldn't be here today, but he gave us his blessing.
Why would it be PR?
He added the R.
I thought you were saying
an R at the end, and you like jumbled up.
County Road.
Okay.
He just added a second R.
Paul County Road.
Paul Richard County Road for sure. I don't know, but it's the way he wants to be called, I guess. So that's what we're gonna call.
He
it.
Identifies as PRCR 41.
He identifies as that. Yep.
True.
Yep.
His pronouns are PRCR.
We gotta get him a snowplow.
Yeah. Or a droid.
He's a county road. He needs a fucking snowplow.
Yeah. He needs to be adopted and be cleaned.
Just peed a little. Oh, no. I was not expecting that one. I
think that's called a squirt.
No, it's not the same thing once you have kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nope. I learned something there.
And I will write that down. So now I know.
It's in the one, though.
What is a squirt, not a squirt, once you have kids?
Okay. Yuck. Today we have four matchups because we're in the Elite Eight. We have
McDonald's. I think in order in the way we're going to get into them.
McDonald's, KFC.
Yep.
Is what we're starting. That's a 1-2.
We got mostly 1-2 matchups.
It's mostly 1-2.
The first one's going to
be. We did a hell of a job seeding. I'll tell you that.
I think we did a little weak with the 4-5s, but everything
else.
We
did a little weak because all the 5s lost, right?
No,
all the 4s. All the 4s lost.
Yeah.
So we just flipped, in hindsight.
But besides that,
we did do
a really good job with seeding outside of that. Even with like weird ones like Starbucks.
Yeah.
So first one, 1-seed McDonald's, 2-seed KFC.
Mm.
Next one, 1-seed Chick-fil-A, 2-seed Taco Bell.
Mm.
Then we got the weird one. We got 1-seed Burger King against 3-seed Starbucks.
Ooh.
That's just going to be a different... I know,
it's
going to
be
right? It's unsettling to hear it.
Somehow it's worse to think about Burger King and Starbucks than Chipotle and Starbucks.
I agree. Well, those go good together because we've talked about it. And then lastly, another 1v2, Burger, Chicken, Wendy's versus Popeyes.
So if you are a Burger or a Chicken fan, you've come to the right place. Because they are against one another pretty much in every bracket except... that top one.
Yep.
Or the top right side.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I want to dive right in. I'm a hot little potato for this right now. So, I'm ready. We've got McDonald's and KFC. This one is going to be tough. And I'm going to say this.
Hold on. Can I stop you real quick? Do you want to introduce what we're doing differently in regards to our voting process?
We're adding the category. We're taking out the availability category just because we feel they're here for a reason. Like, if this was some local, regional place, like, they wouldn't have made it this far. So that category as a part of the grading scale is gone, and we're adding into their marketing. So marketing being and I think that would kind of go into what we were talking about, like things that are bad. A big piece of that is commercials, is where that came from. But also, like, all press is not exactly good press. So we can talk through that.
And I think
I think, like, you deserve credit for having, like, a good marketing campaign and, like, good commercials.
Of course. Yeah. And then I do think that these restaurants we should be a little bit more familiar with. And then we're diving in. I mean, this isn't going to be a, you know, oh, we talked about this one for 5 minutes last time. Like, we'll only spend 2 minutes talking about McDonald's. No, we are going in on this. So
we're going hard in the motherfucking paint.
Strap it in, strap it on. Let's go.
Ooh. All right. So 1v2 McDonald's KFC.
McDonald's.
With availability out and marketing and everything else in. Where do we want to start here?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm pulling up the McDonald's menu. Do you want to pull up the KFC menu?
Sure. KFC menu.
Founded by Colonel Sanders.
They did not invent the chicken sandwich.
It's pronounced Colonel.
Colonel Sanders, and founded by the McDonald brothers, but made popular by Ray Kroc.
Did not know that.
You need to watch stuff.
Who the fuck is Ray Kroc?
Michael Keaton in the movie The Founder.
Haven't seen it.
It's a great movie.
I just realized that KFC has its own Mountain Dew right now called Sweet Lightning.
Sweet Lightning.
That sounds phenomenal.
Brand new way to get diabetes.
So, what we did last time was we saved entrees or, you know, main ticket items, basically, because that's where I think a lot of the discussion is going to be held. So we're going to tackle it as such. Sides, beverages, zerts or desserts, main items, then from there, marketing/advertising. We can get rid of ambiance, probably. Well, I mean, ambiance can be how it makes you feel. How about that?
Okay, it can be whatever you want.
Yeah, and then what was the third one?
I think you got them all.
I thought we got rid of one, added two. Oh, business?
Value. Value.
Yeah.
Which value, same thing. I mean, they're all going to be pretty level.
Yeah, except I will say I'm on the website right now. It says set location for pricing. And then when I say set location, it takes me into an order.
Okay.
So we might not be able to get great pricing for KFC, but I think we already kind of know that one. So where did you want to start then?
So let's start with sides.
Sides, okay.
I mean, sides, McDonald's, KFC.
This is basically going to be, are McDonald's fries good enough to offset their KFC's fries, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy, biscuits, coleslaw, which I don't like, sweet corn, gravy, or... they have the chocolate.
So as somebody, as someone who enjoys coleslaw, KFC's coleslaw is number one.
I don't enjoy coleslaw, but I do enjoy almost everything else that I mentioned.
I like coleslaw, but it's like, if it's the only option, I'll take, you know, I'll eat it.
I'll tell you what, at KFC it's not.
It is so good.
Yeah, no, I like all those sides. I like all the sides at KFC.
You can order.
So I actually have a coleslaw story. In college, the KFC local there, I would go there from time to time, as one would being a college student. And for like 3 times in a row, I went and they were out of coleslaw. So I wrote a letter to the KFC corporate office that this location is always out of coleslaw.
Matt, have you ever been hinged? You are so fucking unhinged.
Why?
That's absurd.
Why is that absurd? It is so good. That's like, it's like Long John's being, it's like Arby's being out of curly fries. It doesn't fucking happen. Not on my watch. So I wrote a letter, and then guess what? Every time after that, guess who had coleslaw? Those fuckers. So
you think you made a difference?
I did. I made a difference in those people's lives.
Did they write you back?
See, yeah. I always thought that Ken was the male version of Karen, but like Matt. It could Matt, be Matt, Matt, Matt.
Could be Matt. Could be Kevin, too.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's kind of nerdy to me.
Could be Kyle. Could be Keith.
Oh, could be Kyle. I mean, I feel like it's always Chad. Well, no, that's a different
one. It's Chad.
No, that's a different one, though. That's not Chad really a Chad is complainer. Like douche tool. You don't know what my dad does.
You don't know who my dad is.
Your dad's name's Chad?
No. That's like the
Chad. Like I'm part of a little power line.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you have any idea who my dad is? I'll sue your ass.
He is the assistant manager of the fucking
of the KFC down the road.
Taco Bell Geneseo. Yeah.
And if you don't want coleslaw, you're gonna have to talk to him.
Wait, hold on. Jamal Murray has a pick on this menu. Basketball player.
What menu?
It on the KFC menu, a 12-piece nuggets combo. It says Jamal Murray's pick.
Fuck yeah!
Which, like, if you don't know basketball.
I don't know basketball.
Whose pick?
McDonald's does that all the time, where they're like, oh, "Who was it?" It was like some random rapper, like a couple years ago, and they're like, "Do you want to make that the?"
You want Cactus Jack?
Then? It was like the Travis Scott.
Yeah, Cactus Jack. Do you want the Cactus? Can I get the Cactus Jack?
Man? I'm like, I don't know what the
Why
hell
is
that
it is. Called like He's Mankind?
What?
Mick Foley?
No, Travis Scott is Cactus like Cactus Mike? Jack. That's like, I don't know if that's his persona or how to say that.
Isn't Cactus Jack another Mankind McFoley?
I don't know.
No.
Mr. Sacco?
I thought that another thing
like
that
Nike
they
will drop
Cactus
like
Jack.
Cactus Jack, like Travis Scott collab shoes and stuff.
But yeah, they're like, do you want the Travis Scott meal? Like, first of all, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, they did him.
Second
did
of all, no.
Sweetie.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want the Matt Schmelzlin meal.
No, dude, I just want some nuggets.
Yeah, literally.
I want the Philip Bowen.
Mick Foley's first, like, name in any ring was Cactus Jack.
I don't know who Mick Foley is.
Oh, my. I am going home.
He is a Cortland alumni.
He's from Cornell, New York.
He is a Cortland attendee. He is a 90s WWE wrestler.
He had Mr. Sacco.
Yeah. He's in the Boy Meets World
episode.
He had
a sock out of his hand that he apparently like jacked off on and then would like shove down people's mouths.
Okay, I was going to say maybe Cactus Jack's inspired by that, but based on that description, I do not think so.
Travis Scott is a big Mick Foley fan, apparently.
Okay, interesting.
So anyway.
I don't know where the Cactus Jack part comes in. Is that his name or something?
That was one of his like original wrestling names.
Okay.
So, yes, is McDonald's fries strong enough to take on the bevy of sides from now? So how can we do we include breakfast? So are the fries and hash browns strong enough to take on?
Oh yeah, and the fucking the sausage patties.
But that's meals.
No, you can literally just get a sausage patty on the side. I know because I do it.
Yeah, but that's like ordering a burger that's like, by itself.
Yeah.
What?
That's like
is it? Patty. Wow, that makes me feel so much fatter than I am.
I mean, at McDonald's.
They literally just put it in, like, a nugget box, but it's, like, a fucking... They do. They put the fucking...
Ew, just a greasy patty, slab of dark
and I get,
matter.
Like, two of them, and then I get a fucking sausage McGriddle. Okay, all right, guys, I get it. I've got fucking problems.
You're just telling on yourself.
I got a garbage plate 2 nights ago when I sat down in the middle of a municipal parking lot in
put
jeans.
Put a sausage patty on them?
And, like, literally, like, this is just, like... I wasn't even fucked up. There's something wrong with me.
Okay. So can McDonald's...
What do we think?
I'm going to die before my next birthday because my veins are just cheese.
Yeah.
They're just cheese.
Yeah, you do, Anita. That is a surprising amount of garbage.
For somebody who didn't eat one like a year ago.
Yeah, why do you think I've gone up 4 gene sizes? It's a problem.
I still think you look stunning, so.
It's because you're blind!
Hey, don't you put that on me. Okay, alright. So
I don't go to KFC a lot. But
Daddy loves KFC, so
I feel like the
coleslaw,
the spread
again, spreading the gravy upon myself. It's because you said spread. I had to keep it going.
And plus, as we talked about, McDonald's fries are good and they're very consistent.
They are,
but good.
Yeah, I don't think it stacks up. I don't think it stacks up.
The mac
even
and cheese.
Even if you include the breakfast stuff, I don't think it beats all the KFC stuff.
So we're going KFC.
Yeah, for sides.
All right. So, in the battle of sides, KFC wins that.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's funny.
I like that. Yeah, that's nice.
We all thought about that.
That's nice.
All right, next is drinks.
Drinks. Okay.
It's going to be tough. Is it? It's going to be basically
McDonald's.
It's McDonald's Coke and McDonald's Sprite. McDonald's has high C, too. People forget that shit.
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Every time I've been there, they do.
They always had it in Mount Morris, but now they have actual orange soda, which, don't get me wrong, I love orange soda, but when I want fucking high C, I want high C.
Whereas KFC is Pepsi. They do have lemonade.
They have Sweet Lightning.
They have Sweet Lightning.
It's unfortunate that we don't have.
Haven't tried it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
If KFC does win this round, we will make sure we get some Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning.
Well, you'd have to, because we're going. But like, I think as far as drinks go, McDonald's Coke.
Also, I'll add this.
It's the best Coke.
And I told you this on the phone this week. Yeah. Someone from work said McDonald's iced coffee is good.
It is.
I tried it.
I think it's frappe.
I don't know what that is. I just meant the. I just oh, it's a frozen those are like frappe. The sweet, like not actual coffee ones.
No, I get espresso in it.
Well, yeah, but it's like a.
It's if you ask for espresso at McDonald's, they'll be like, "You mean espresso? No, yes, add it. Like just whatever you got back."
If you ask them to put truffle butter on it, do you think they will?
Oh, I hope they put nut butter on it.
Anyways, I meant just like regular iced coffee.
Anyways.
Like, not cold brew, but just iced black coffee.
Really McDonald's good. Won the drinks. All so, right, relax.
McCafe
so,
plus the McDonald's Coke beats Sweet Lightning.
For the drinks battle, ding, 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 McDonald's. So we got a 1-1.
We just did that backwards.
What?
We did the, you announced it, then we did the ding, ding, ding the first time.
Whatever.
It's new. We're workshopping this.
Zerts. Desserts. We got Bundt Cake versus Apple Pies.
And Flurries.
And McFlurries. And
Okay,
and
I have to ask, has anyone, I've like seen it, not in real life, but has anyone had one of the birthday cake things from McDonald's?
Are they
a myth?
It looks like somebody came in a pie and...
Okay, you're saying that that's supposed to deter me from eating it?
It deterred me from eating it.
You got one and you fucking bit into it and you didn't eat it?
No, I didn't. I saw it and I said... No, because I don't know what that mixture is.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like it would taste good to me.
But if McDonald's wins, we can go get one.
I think that they're like so random. Like it's extremely like rare that they'll have them in stock, or they only get a couple or whatever. But
yeah,
I feel like if I had one of those, that might change my mind.
Okay, so I think McDonald's wins desserts because they've got. The hot fudge sundaes. They've got the McFlurries.
The caramel, too.
They've got the caramel sundaes. They've got the apple pie, the birthday pie, the pumpkin pie.
Do they still have parfaits?
I don't know. I don't go healthy if I eat at McDonald's, so.
Is that supposed to be healthy? You're getting it from fucking McDonald's.
I don't know.
Maybe a yogurt parfait. I would say it's healthy. Everybody likes parfaits. It can be nutrient dense.
Parfaits have layers.
That's what I'm going to call myself.
Nutrient dense. There you go.
I'm not obese. You can have fucking that. Nutrient dense.
So, I'm rich in amino fatty acids.
Are you keeping track of who's winning what? I feel like McDonald's might be clean sweeping so far.
No. KFC won sides.
Sides, yeah.
So if McDonald's wins zerts, it's 2-1.
Okay.
So now we get into entrees.
Oh, it used to be... healthy, but now it's either a caramel parfait or a hot fudge parfait.
What?
That's not a fucking parfait.
Who wants caramel that's in their yogurt?
Tennessee, that's who. The fucking whole state of Tennessee.
Oh.
What?
Huh? Who wants caramel in their yogurt? Tennessee, man.
Huh?
Is that a thing? Wait, I'm so confused.
I'm just saying diabetes. Huh? The South.
Oh. What?
Yeah, okay. So, now we're into entrees. Burgers and sandwiches.
McRib.
They don't have that, though. It's done for good.
How do you know?
They'll bring it back.
That's what they say.
They always say that.
They'll bring it back.
Okay.
Okay, I love me some Big Mac. Mm-hmm. I love me some McCharkin.
But you love you some Chicken Littles.
True. KFC's menu looked so good when I was just looking at it.
So I like Big Mac, the McChicken and the Spicy McChicken and McDouble. I feel like those are the only like entree things that I've had from McDonald's. And then the Chicken Littles, popcorn chicken, and fucking Famous Bowls.
Just the normal chicken.
Or just a mac and cheese chicken bowl.
You said that that's bone-in chicken. I've not had that from KFC. But I like...
I haven't. It's the original recipe. Original recipe or the extra crispy. Nails. So good. So good.
Also, at McDonald's, can you get a sandwich where the bun is two pieces of chicken?
No.
What?
I mean...
You've never heard of the... What is it? The Double Down? KFC Double Down?
Double Down.
That's a regular menu item?
No. I don't know about that. It's like a McRib. It's a special item. What the hell's going on?
We got someone...
I think your mom's in the spare room.
Oh. Somebody's coming into the tree fort.
You said permission to come inside.
Okay. So I think entrees, it sounds like it's KFC.
I would say that. I'll say this. I mean, McDonald's is kind of, it's consistent, but it's never like phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like it's always good.
I'll agree with that.
I would say never great.
Some of my favorite things that I would be like fucking phenomenal if I could eat it every day. They've taken off the menu like fucking snack wraps. Mm. I looked at Tyler last night and I was like, you know what? I could really fucking go for a garbage plate. Yeah.
With a snack wrap on top and a sausage.
Just patty. One tiny snack wrap on the bottom with two garbage plates.
Yeah, imagine a breakfast sandwich where you're just using those two sausage patties and just the McGriddle pan.
Okay, how soon do you need me to die? Because I'm going to try that this weekend.
How soon is now?
How many of those sausage patties can I order?
They won't stop you, man.
How many do you got on deck?
Can I have a sleeve?
I'm going to need all of them.
Can I have a sleeve?
All right, so it's 2-2 now as we go into the business side of things. So, marketing.
I really can't say anything about either, I don't think.
Commercials. So, if we start at commercials, right, we're starting there. What's a ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
I know that that's their jingle. That's a McDonald's jingle.
I would say that McDonald's is better at marketing.
McDonald's has that. They've got the guy who's the
billion served.
Who's the police chief from Super Troopers?
Oh.
How do you know this? Is it commercials you're seeing?
Yeah.
He does the voices. What's the last commercial? McDonald's commercial you saw and what happened in it?
I don't know.
I feel like I enjoy.
What's his name? It's like Brian something.
I don't know.
I haven't seen
it. You love him. What the hell is it?
No, 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 his name. Just what does he do?
The mustache, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
He's the police chief in Super Troopers. He's Uncle Argyle in Braveheart. He's in a bunch of stuff. Anyway, it's literally just him talking and he's like, you know about the Egg McMuffin sandwich because you've had the Egg McMuffin
sandwich. Is it Brian Cox?
Yes, that's it. Brian Cox.
The dude from Succession.
I don't watch Succession.
So. I've been told I look like Macaulay Culkin's brother from Kieran Succession.
Culkin? Yeah. You do not.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
it. He's not from Succession. He's from movie 43.
I haven't seen that.
He's from whatever I know. The Stone one? We'll watch it in a minute. McDonald's has those commercials, but then KFC has commercials where...
Funnier ones.
With the mac and cheese bowl, it's like, I got a big old bowl for $5. I got a big old bowl for $5. I got macaroni, a cheese, a chicken, a cheese, a big old bowl for $5. Yeah.
That sounds jazzy.
I'm glad you something did like the whole that. Thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I had to do the whole thing.
So the things that I know about either, you know, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about with either... Or, like, that fucking McDonald's just came out with Big Mac sauce cups.
Mm.
Got me some. And that's because someone must have heard and told me, because they know that I'm a fucking piece of trash. And then I went and got it.
What's a Big Mac sauce cup?
Like, big sauce. Like, the thing is this big, and it's Mac sauce. Like, Big Mac sauce.
Oh.
And it is, like, I don't... Apparently, like they never put it in, like, a dunking sauce.
Like, how you can buy Chick-fil-A sauce?
No, yeah. It's, like, at McDonald's. So, you know how you can get barbecue sauce
or sauce? The thingies, and you can dippy.
Yeah, but apparently that hasn't existed this whole time, and they just came out for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And it's for a limited time.
Oh.
And I know that, and I don't know anything about commercials or how anyone told me, but, like, someone was like, ah, Big Mac fucking sauce cups at McDonald's. They were like, you fucking love Big Mac sauce. Go and get it. And so I made Tyler get them.
You love Thousand Island dressing. Go get it.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And, like, the weird thing that they did with that 90s, the Szechuan sauce or whatever Szechuan. That was in Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
They came back with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, weird shit, like the fucking McRib is the big marketing thing everyone's
talking about. So I would say, yeah, I mean, the double down, the so the and double down and the McRib, I'd say, are like exactly on par with each other.
I was going to go KFC for marketing because I found their commercials funnier, but as I think about it, like, I know it didn't resonate for you, but like they do, like, McDonald's has those collaborations. Like, they do these crazy, like, collaborations with rappers.
So does KFC.
Do that. Apparently, so does fucking Jamal Tim Hortons. Has a Justin Bieber Tim Horton,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it's because
I don't fucking Canadian. Know. That's the strangest idea to me, that just a famous person's like...
Dairy Queen does it. They get all the baseball players.
That's so fucking weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, because you think Dairy Queen's a gas station.
So I would say that I... Well, and I know...
That would make more sense to
baseball
me.
Baseball players sound gas.
Where else do baseball players get Big League Chew? They gotta go to a fucking gas station. Station. Yeah.
Dairy
Queen. Or a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes.
They don't sell... At the checkout line. Where do they sell Big League Chew besides Dick's Sporting Goods?
Gas stations.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, and I know who Jamal Murray is, and I'm still not nearly as taken away by that sponsorship compared to, like... Travis Scott having the Cactus Jack meal. Like, people, like, you don't, I know it didn't resonate for you. Kids love Travis Scott.
Okay.
They go crazy. Kids die at his concert. That was a whole big thing.
Oh, yeah.
They were stampeding each other.
I forgot that that's who that was.
Yeah. So it's like, it might not have worked for you, but, like, that stuff puts up numbers. And just saying Jamal Murray's pick on a menu item doesn't do it for me. All I know about Jamal Murray is that he's a really good basketball player, and a video got leaked of his girlfriend sucking him off, like, when COVID first hit.
Dig out. That's nice. That's good marketing right there.
Yeah. That is good marketing for his that's personal brand.
Was so, he eating KFC during that?
No, but he should have been.
Maybe they were using furry
walls. He had weird furry walls. Okay.
So is the whole celebrity, like, menu thing, is it that they have a special... sandwich, or is it like this combination like of order. Shit is my
yeah it's their okay. it's their meal sometimes
because it was like
so strange.
The Travis Scott one was like a Whopper and a McFlurry, or a Whopper, a Big Mac and a McFlurry, and it so it was like, how is that like a thing? Like,
yeah, your stomach is so
you
full.
Can just order it, like,
yeah, what? But it's just the sponsorship because kids want to go so get the Travis Scott meal to me. Item.
And it's not any cheaper than it would be if you bought them separately.
No, maybe it might be a meal deal.
It was basically just like, it was like his thing. Like,
yeah, it's just a curated meal. Okay. And like they get the sponsorship and then people go buy the meal because they want to, they like their favorite.
Curated meal.
Yeah.
If he was like, I also eat pussy, would kids be into that? Like, it's what goes on?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he has his songs.
Travis Scott. I'll take the Travis Scott meal. All right, well. Okay.
Permission to come inside. Permission denied.
Denied. All right, so I think sounds like we'll give that to McDonald's. Value? So I think value is going to be KFC just from the standpoint that they have the buckets, they have the meal deals, the $5 box is still in existence. Whereas now, if you go to McDonald's, like, the number one, like, the Whopper, damn it, why do I keep doing that? The Big Mac meal is, like, $13.
Yeah, but if you use, I don't use it, I only know,
the app,
yeah, yep, and I've heard. They've got weird other, like, not just coupons, but, mm-hmm. like, I think Tyler said this past week, like, it was just, whatever you order, you get a fucking free McChicken.
Yeah.
No matter what you order, you get a fucking free McChicken whatever day it was.
They used to
Or it used to be what, buy one, I don't think it was buy one, get one free, but maybe buy one, get one half off Big Mac or something like that.
I would say they used to be a good value. The fact that KFC still has the buckets.
Yeah, 8 pieces of chicken meals. For $10.
You can't, yeah. In today's economy?
Yeah.
Come on. So... And then that ties it up. Yeah,
I feel like just thinking about, because Famous Bowls are what, probably about, well, I don't know, the last time I got one, they were like $5. Are they still that, around that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fuck ton of food.
I got a big old bowl for $5.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. That's, and it's still so much food.
Yeah.
One of those just fucking wrecks me.
So that comes down to the feeling, the ambiance / feelings of the restaurant. So this one, I had done a little, I don't know about research, I had done a little thinking on, and I remember recently hearing McDonald's in Kentucky, they just got huge bust for underage,
13-year-olds or something?
Like 10. Like 10-year-olds.
I think I saw that as well.
300 people. Yeah. 300 kids.
I didn't realize it was McDonald's. Under the age of 10. It was fast food chain.
Yeah, it's like...
I hadn't seen this.
First of all, like, good for them for getting out there and earning a buck.
But I know, I tell Archer to get a fucking job every day, that 8-year-old.
Yeah. Time to start earning your keep.
You ever see a kid, like, love Minecraft and stuff? The kids yearn for the mines.
Yeah.
We got to get them working.
Exactly. Get them in there.
Coal mine it is.
Yeah. So that's one of those things. And then, like, I think the buzz with McDonald's is, like, and I've never run into this, but people are like, oh, the McFlurry machine always is down. I don't get McFlurries, so I've never run into it. But the ice, I'll get the hot fudge sundae when I'm feeling a little spicy.
It's not the same machine?
I don't know.
So there was only 2 10-year-olds, but there was 300 minors, to be fair.
Okay, then.
Only two of them were 10, which is wild. Imagine a 10-year-old. How old is your son?
8.
He can't
even make a fucking peanut butter sandwich. He's deathly allergic to peanuts, but you know what I mean?
He'll get his working papers.
There are some industrious 10-year-olds, so, I mean, you got to get a jump start on it now.
No, the kids yearn for the mines.
They do. Yeah. This is Kentucky we're talking about. So, I mean, they need to
make them. Why aren't they at a fucking KFC if they're in Kentucky? Who's frying their chicken? Not 10-year-olds.
And then, so, I mean, the, that, you know, news as far as McDonald's, I haven't heard, like, KFC news, but I do know that, like, Christmas tradition in Japan and China is, like, you go to KFC.
Why?
That's, I don't know. Because Christmas here...
You go to Chinese. Yeah. Right. So, it's, like, that's their tradition, that you go to KFC. So, like,
that's hilarious.
Why, I don't know. But it's, like, insanely popular over there. So, those are just my pieces for feelings. I have ties to both, so I'm indifferent. I think if we look at the scope of the competition, that we know the competition, or the bracket underneath this one, is Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell. And then,
I mean, I think
Burger King, Starbucks.
I thought that KFC was going to upset here, but for the reasons we've discussed.
What's the score right now with the categories?
It's tied 3-3.
I don't know. I mean, like, when you're talking about how does it make you feel?
How does it make you feel?
Both food from both places doesn't make me feel great, no matter what I order from both places.
I'm usually not in a high.
There's not anything like,
which,
you know,
do you crave more?
Neither.
Yeah, I'd agree with
bowls?
That.
Honestly, if
the
anything,
bowls?
If anything, when, and I'm not like a huge...
You're just ad-libbing menu items.
When I'm...
The Chicken Littles is your favorite thing.
Yeah, but I haven't had a Chicken Little in probably a year and a half. Probably since I lived in Webster was the last time I had one.
Probably,
yeah.
But it's like, they were good, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't be like, I fucking need one. I mean, when I was up here and it was down the road, yeah. But it's like, if it's anything from either, every once in a while, if I wake up really fucking early, a.k.a. I haven't slept all night, and I'm still awake at dawn, I'm like, you know what, I'm hungry, and I can go for a McGriddle and a McCafe. I get the mocha frappe with a couple shots of espresso in it.
Yeah.
And I can't say I crave it, but, like, I would rather eat that than, like, making breakfast for myself.
Yeah. And again, McDonald's, like we said, like, it's very consistently good. You're not going to have a huge anomaly, good or bad. I can't speak to KFC, but I've gone to McDonald's more than I've gone to KFC, so I think that would differentiate the two of them for me. If we want, we can go grab the Kings of Leon, but
yeah.
Okay. We can leave it to them.
All right, I'll go get the wise ones.
Okay, resuming. So we are going to
trust the wise ones.
Trust the wise ones on this. So we can go orange can be McDonald's and mirror can be KFC.
All right. I hope we don't. Are we going to come to the
King Do of Leon? Do not lead us astray, yeah. Oh wise kings what? Of Leon.
Amen.
Mirror side. Which KFC. One is that supposed to
KFC.
Be?
KFC.
It's KFC.
Wins?
Yep. Yep.
Dylan called it. Jojen called it. KFC.
Moving on. I know, and I was going to vote. I mean, I voted McDonald's. And
could there be a chicken
I was going to say, if we...
chicken matchup.
We might end
and
up...
And then a burger on burger matchup.
We should make gangbang all four of them together. Oh. The quadruple okay. decker.
Come to the tree fort gang McGangbang.
Come here. Come to the...
Permission to come inside.
The tree fort McGangbang.
There we go. We should get a collab item somewhere. We should at least come up with our own.
It should be the fucking the McGangbang. Garbage McDonald's plate McGangbang. Fucking is the burger between two the garbage, sausage patties.
The garbage plate or McDonald's. Burger. It's just two garbage plate the
Can I get a Whopper?
Stacked on top
I
of
keep
each
doing
other
this. Oh my
with
God.
The sausage patties in the middle.
Can I get a Big Mac, but instead of the burgers, sausage patties?
Now that's not a terrible idea. Yeah. If you throw an egg in there, I don't know.
And yeah, and instead of the middle bun, an egg.
I should be able to get an egg on my burger. Can I do that at McDonald's?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. One time I was really fucking drunk at Mikey and Nadine's, and Nadine put a fucking egg over ramen noodles, and I was in love. I've never even experienced anything like that in my life before.
Beans fancy. All right. Moving along.
KFC. Yeah, KFC's moving on to face the winner of the next matchup.
So we'll be going to KFC.
That's all actually right. exciting. I'm going to try
Chicky
that Sweet
Littles.
Lightning.
Yeah, and Sweet Lightning.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'm happy about this again.
And I'm going to wrestle me some gravy.
Uh-oh.
Get a bottle.
Don't leave him alone with it.
Yeah.
Are you filling an Astroglide bottle with gravy?
Mm-hmm. Yep, certainly am. All right, well, Chick-fil-A and Taco B.
Sides.
Sides. So this is Long where...
Fries.
A listener feedback was like, oh my God, you guys don't think Taco Bell has sides? They've got the nacho fries. They got the chips with the nacho cheese. And then most people get a hard or a soft taco as a side. And it's
what
like,
the fuck?
Yeah, maybe. But it's like, those are like main item ideas.
That's like me getting two of those double, like the double steak grilled cheese burritos.
Yeah,
one of them's a side to the other one. I still just got two burritos.
Yeah, or like that's someone getting tomatoes as a side to their burger. You're getting a component of the item as the side
sure.
to the item.
Right. So that
we piece, hear you though.
Yeah.
Keep up with the feedback.
He had a bunch of very
stupid
solid
feedback, but there's no such thing as dumb feedback.
He had a bunch of really solid feedback, and we're going to keep talking about it. Especially with this one. Big Taco Bell fan, that guy. So, anywho's it. Sides. Chick-fil-A. I mean, the waffle fries, the mac and cheese.
The waffle fries are so fucking good.
The waffle fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce. Yeah.
I've never fucking put it in Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, they also have the mac and cheese, waffle fries.
Mac and cheese,
yeah.
Waffle fries.
I'm going Chick-fil-A sides all day.
Chick-fil-A, ding ding, with a 1 point on the board.
Yeah, you're gonna see some bias from me here too. And I was the one that was championing Taco Bell up
Taco
until
Bell's
this
not
point.
My thing.
Well, wait till you get to the feelings one. So okay.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Three horns for diarrhea.
Shame and pain. Okay.
That is true. One is shame and one is pain. And actually,
three is diarrhea.
Yeah. One horn for shame.
One horn for pain.
Two for pain.
Whatever.
Three for explosive diarrhea.
One.
Okay. Zerts. Drinks. 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 Okay.
Lemonade.
So.
Lemma fucking nade.
So. The lemonade at Chick-fil-A, yes. Coke products.
Versus
sweet
Baja
tea.
And,
versus Logan Baja. Right? And they also have ices, apparently.
Chick-fil-A?
Taco Bell.
Oh.
Taco Bell has Baja Blast Icy, is what the listener feedback on the Taco Bell. So.
Oh, I've had a frozen. I've had a frozen drink. But I always thought it was fucking KFC, because it's KFC Taco Bell near me. So I don't know which is what.
What is it?
It was a million years ago. I want to say it was like a frozen Coke, like how Burger King used to have it.
So that was another thing. That
was it a frozen Coke?
When we get to the Burger King has frozen Coke.
Yeah.
And frozen Cherry Icy.
I've definitely had frozen something. Apparently
Taco Bell has frozen Icy's like that, that are very good. And he was like, they got more than the cinnamon buns or the normal beverages or whatever. So would we call that a zert or a beverage?
I call it a beverage.
Called a bevy?
Yeah.
It's not like a milk.
If you don't need a spoon to eat it, it's a beverage.
So it's a bevy. So we're going Chick-fil-A, Coke, and lemonade ice. Products, and their ice, versus T-Bell, Baja Blast, Pepsi, and those ices.
Again, I'm going to go Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I feel like even if it was just Coke against Pepsi, I would choose whichever one had Coke.
I'll tell you, I had the lemonade the other day, and yeah, it...
You crave it. It's like, I will go there just for fucking lemonade. If I don't have time to get
it's like somebody squeezed a fresh lemon in there. Hmm. And it's like, I know they didn't.
I honestly haven't had it, so I'll
it's so good. It's so good.
All right. Chick-fil-A, ding, ding, on the board with the bevvies as well. So we got 2-0. And we get to zerts. So
Cinnabon Delights.
The Cinnabon Delights versus the really thick McNasties. I don't know. Milkshakes. I just felt like saying McNasty. The really thick, delicious milkshakes. So
was that the only dessert? I feel like we looked this up last time and I keep forgetting.
I don't know. So listener feedback here. They come in 2 and 6 for the Cinnabon.
Okay, and well, Joe John has never heard of that before. Because
you can just get...
Things you can only have to get... You have to get 20 at a time.
Because he was like, why don't you just get 2 of the 2 pieces?
Wait, what?
I'm like, you know what? That does make sense.
He said Cinnabons. That you could get 2 Cinnabons.
Yeah, or 12. 2 or 12.
2 or 12?
Unless you... But, like, all I meant was, like, I should have an order that comes with a specific amount. Because they're going to give me these little bags that only hold 2, looking like a little ball sack.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a bunch of those little things in my bag, instead of just a larger bag with 4 in there.
So then, yeah. So if you get 2 of the 2, set the 2-piece...
I'm going to go milkshakes, because I just had one last
Friday. Oh my god, seasonal, frosted, watermelon, mint, lemonade, like the fucking vodka drink I made at the fucking house. Oh, wow. I'm going to go get this.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A 3.
Oh boy. Holy frosted lemonade, they must have
there was that. Mixed it was, with that. What the hell was it? It was like cookie, we did look it up, it was like cookie,
brownie, it looks like you got brownie ice cream
or something like that, yeah. All right, it's 3-0 going into entrees.
Damn. And soft serve. We got soft serve Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
It's 3-0 going into entrees.
And then the fucking entrees. Again, you guys fucking love Taco Bell. I have not pee-pooped Taco Bell out of my butt.
Agreed.
Not one time.
I love Taco Bell, but all these things, I still love Chick-fil-A more.
Yeah, but then you get to how does Chick-fil-A make you feel, and it's like put all 4 of those fingers down.
But they don't need to. Because they just clean
swept. It just feels so good in my tummy, but then my soul is just burning in hell.
So Chick-fil-A wins all 4 of the food. I don't believe what I just heard.
I think it's just a powerhouse 1 seed.
They're a force to be reckoned with.
I feel like if we went to the new category with the marketing, one of the only fast food commercials I've seen, well, 2... One is the Pete Davidson, are we even on TV right now? I don't know, that commercial.
Yeah.
And I also like, again, I know that Chick-fil-A is fucking Satan, but like I saw like the little where it's like one of the people that works at Chick-fil-A and they talk about their interactions with people that they see going through their lines. Those are always like cute and heartfelt. Yeah, but again, it's because they're trying to improve their image because they're fucking horrible, like on an ethics level.
You say they're horrible, but somebody in the Bible Belt thinks that they are... Fantastic.
I don't give one
I fuck understand. I'm just saying.
About what it's anyone. About,
yeah, they're just, whoever that is just wrong, but.
I don't.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve! Except for it is Adam and Steve, and, you know, we lube them up with fucking.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
KFC gravy. Mm. That would be excellent if there was, like, a gay event, like, gay jello wrestling, that they used all of the fucking, like, they just got all the fucking Wegmans Chick-fil-A sauces instead of jello, and were just like, fuck you, Chick-fil-A.
I'm sure Chick-fil-A would be fine with it because of the money going to them.
Again, those sauces, though, they only go to the scholarship funding of their...
Sure, go for it. Yeah. But they would Float the idea, see what happens.
We've had all these Chick-fil-A sauces blessed by our fucking children-touching priests, and we don't want to use for
See, that's gay Catholic.
Purposes. I was going to say, I don't think they're Catholic.
They're all religious. Fucking the same, dude.
You're ridiculous.
They're all fucking the same.
Get off your high horse.
I am the highest whore, okay? And I will not get off of it.
I will stay on my high horse. Yeah. Thank you. And the low ones.
Yes.
Anyway.
Chick-fil-A. So, can we talk about that? They whooped.
Yeah. I mean, we were just going through it. I mean, like, again, like, shout out Taco Bell for getting this far, but they just didn't really stand a chance in this particular matchup. I think if they got lined up with any of the other chicken places, they might have been coming out of it.
You think? Maybe against, like,
Well, we're going to find out because Chick-fil-A.
Well, no, we're not going to find out. Yeah, we wouldn't. Taco Bell, because Taco Bell's gone.
Oh, well, Taco Bell. Yeah.
So, yeah, RIP Taco Bell. Taco Bell just got pee-pooped out.
I mean, Taco Bell.
They always do.
Taco Bell, I mean, they made the Elite Eight.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, good shout out.
That is a big deal.
They were a really well-run number
give
two.
Give them their flowers.
All season.
Joe John, just talk Taco Bell. Get it out.
All I got to say is double steak. Grilled cheese
Double
burrito.
Steak, grilled cheese burrito.
Yeah.
Is that what you get every time?
That's what I've been getting. I haven't been... I had a Taco Bell kick for a little bit recently, and then I've kind of gotten through it. So maybe that's another reason why I'm not going as hard for them right now. Love Taco Bell. Taco Bell was there for us when we were broke kids in high school.
Yep.
Got us through some rough nights.
Yep. Ramen noodles.
Baja Blast was like... well, you know
what Your I mean. Taco Bell had ramen noodles?
Man, ramen noodles had ramen noodles.
Baja Blast was, like, the first, like, novelty soda specific to, like, a chain restaurant.
Yeah, blasted.
It's still around. Like, Baja Blast probably is responsible for so much of Taco Bell's success, but kudos to Taco Bell, man. They do their thing over there. The Cinnabon Delights, if you guys don't know what those are, because you guys didn't know what those are going in.
I still haven't had them long.
Go get them.
So, phenomenal. So, I have a Taco Bell story. And it's my previous employer, one of the higher-ups
there. Before the Tree Fort Gang?
Before Tree Fort Gang. One of the higher-ups there. I'm walking through the office. Never talked to this gentleman ever. Turns out he's like my favorite person from my old employer. But anyway, he sees that I've got a bag of Taco Bell. And he stops me. And he goes, I might have said this on a previous one. I don't know. But he goes, when you go to Taco Bell... It's not about how much money you spend. It's about how many items you purchased. And he said it just like that. With the he had his hand motion and how many items you purchased. And I was like, okay. And he goes, so how many items did you purchase? And I was like,
12.
5. And he's like, that's a good order. That's a good order. And he walked away. Taco Bell.
Thanks for coming. It's been a pleasure having you. We'll see you next time.
You lived Moss, and now it's time to say goodnight. So that moves us from the left side. We've got going up against each other for the final four, KFC, the 2 seed, and Chick-fil-A, the 1 seed.
We might be able to just do like a chicken sandwich like segment within just going
well,
to
now, these hold locations. On, hold up. Oh. No.
Wait, what?
Because we're going to talk about the chicken sandwich.
We got two more to do, but we got two other places. Well, you got three places that do chicken
sandwich
sandwiches still.
With Paul last time. That's different.
No, I know. But like I'm saying, we could get one in here.
Maybe.
Are we going to have all four places on one fucking day? Because I will shit my pants, okay?
No. All right, we're at Popeyes. We're exhausted.
We're all sweating.
We ate so much goddamn food.
seeing shit, man.
Yeah. Rose is pooping in the play place.
I'm sweating sweet lightning.
Yeah.
No, so no.
There's so much Chick-fil-A everywhere.
The sauce is everywhere.
From the outside.
Yeah.
From my poop.
Matt's covered in gravy.
The gays are dancing in the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. He's covered in gravy and he's hitting on the cashier.
That's fine.
All right. So, do we want... Now, let's start with the top. What do we got? We got 1 seed Burger King, 3 seed
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
So... Interesting arguments here.
Mm. So, picking up where we left off.
Sides
are first. As Rose, somebody who frequents the store books, what do you got sides there? What sides do they have?
They do have a fuck ton of random shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weird, like, granola bars.
Cake pops.
Yeah, I don't know if those count as, like, desserts. It's so strange when it's, like, not really meant to be an eatery, I guess. Those, yeah. Like, they've got pre-packaged, I don't know, these... Almost imagine, like, an adult Lunchable that you could bring on, like, a little picnic that's, like, almonds and cheese and meat and fruit. And it's, like, a miniature, maybe two-person portion of a charcuterie board. Mm-hmm. Other sides. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, like, they've got scones.
It could be a side for a coffee.
Yeah.
I think this might be a power one.
What do you mean?
This might just be a favorable matchup, but we got to get through it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it is so hard to think of, like, what
drinks sides. 100% yeah. Going to Starbucks, so...
Okay.
Snacks, or sides, I mean, onion rings.
So the sides. Okay. Sides. The onion rings and the zesty sauce. I know you love the fries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I despise their fries. But their onion rings and that zesty sauce.
I almost was going to, because I know you were upset with me. Well, you were a little sassy with me on the phone when I was late. I was almost going to grab a long boy and come over like, and say that was what was holding me up. Because I was grabbing a birthday present and just give you a juicy long boy.
You're deep in the long boy?
Yeah. Well, I got you a deep
long boy. I was just going to give you a juicy long boy.
They got juicy
long boy. I was late because I accidentally called 911.
Yeah.
Somebody called that? Because of a tick on a dick?
No. I wasn't even on when that happened. I, like, picked up my watch, and I must have, I don't know, clicked, like, emergency SOS somehow, and then it asked me if I wanted to, like, cancel the notification, so I hit cancel, and the sheriff's office called me, and they were like, do you just call 911? And I was like, did I just call 911?
Negative.
And they have to, like, send someone, even if you didn't do it on purpose, just to make sure you're not fucking murdering someone in the basement.
No, I don't want a pizza.
Yeah. Wink. Wink.
Yeah.
That's me every time I'm in the tree fort.
Okay, so Burger King wins sides.
Drinks.
Starbucks wins drinks. Now we get to zerts. So this is where...
Pie slices.
And so the listener feedback, the ices.
But if you can't, like, if you can't eat it with a... spoon, it's not
it's the a spoon dessert. Straws.
What's yeah. it? Oh, I Icy's.
Mean, yeah, you yeah. drink them with a straw. They just have
the frozen, the cherry ones, the frozen Cokes. That was like the originator of that drink.
I would argue that those are drinks, so that would make drinks a little bit more competitive, because a lot of Starbucks drinks are desserts.
Yeah. Oh my god, they're fucking diabetes. Like the fucking cookie unicorn jizz, whatever the fuck. That it's
favorite.
Like
that's actually my favorite one.
That. Surprises.
I specifically say a venti cookie unicorn jizz. Yeah. And I say, do you want 3 pumps of jizz? And I say, it's usually too much. It's a little too much for me.
Using 2 fingers? Better make it 3. So desserts. I think this is, and I'm gonna speak my truth here. Starbucks is not a restaurant, right?
Right.
It's a coffee shop. And so I think beverages, I think you can say, you know, desserts scone, the cake pops. I could say they would win those two, but I think entrees is Burger King because Starbucks just does not have entrees.
Yeah, I think the thing that they both have in common and like why they're both on this list is it's like you go there to get something, but the thing you go to get at Starbucks is a coffee, and if you get a breakfast sandwich, it's because you're already there. Usually most people don't just go to Starbucks to get a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a great Cinderella story. I think that they're the best at what they do by far, which is why they made it as far as they have.
Yeah.
But I think eventually that you play against the one seed and you just don't have the top end talent to get you over the hump.
Agreed.
And it's also, it's just not, it doesn't, you're not comparing apples to apples. So it's like, it's very hard to...
You're comparing coffee to burgers.
Yeah, there you go.
So I think as far as the marketing, those Burger King commercials...
Whopper, Junior, Whopper, Double Whopper.
I hear 12 of those a day.
But then the other things that you don't necessarily see or hear about start... Well, again, maybe I'm not seeing or hearing about it because I don't have cable. But make people like... white people go fucking apeshit is probably like 10 or 20 times a year they've got like seasonal cups where it's a stack of four reusable cups that are zany in some way, like they're color changing or they're holiday themed or they're spookily or they're glittery, and it's like you get them for free as long as you're within the first X amount of people that go to the store and you cannot even get fucking coffee on those days because everyone goes there for the free cups. Like, and it's, I don't know how they advertise for that, but it's like weird little marketing things like that that are really, really successful.
My favorite thing about Starbucks cups is watching all like the religious people freak out every year because Starbucks makes the cup less like
non-denominational or not even like Christmassy or whatever.
Like when it was just a red cup, oh my God. You thought they were going to riot in the streets.
Right.
Got rid of there is a war on Christmas. That's my favorite
thing. Yeah, and like I think last year's it was like snowflakes or like just wintery. And at first people were like, yeah, they're fucking Christmas ornaments. And then everyone's like, hey, no, they're not. They're snowflakes. Like it was, it's just always something with them.
Every day we stray further from God.
The Lord Light Man.
I'm more of a Seven Kings guy.
I'm an old gods guy.
Okay.
Well, the god of death.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And what do we say to him?
Not today.
Unless you're Starbucks. R.I.P. I think it's time.
Good one.
It's time. Time to put them to rest.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah. Because I would think value.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Starbucks is not
those goddamn
cheap
meal deals that they talk about all the time.
Although, I will say, your refill tidbit from last time
changed your fucking shit, didn't it?
It hasn't changed anything for me yet, but the idea has.
Especially it was like a saving fucking grace when I was in college in Chicago, and there was like a Starbucks on all four corners of one block, and sometimes like in a building in the middle as well. And it's like you just sit there on your laptop, and like they were huge, no one cared if you sat there all day, and just refilled your coffee or tea, and no one fucking charged you shit.
Yeah, it's big because our office is moving there, but also I'm gonna buy a Panera unlimited drink sip membership they got.
You're a sick bitch.
Their coffee's pretty good.
Is it Starbucks coffee?
No, but it's okay. You're a sick bitch. For $11 a month. For unlimited coffee, if I'm going to get it daily. Anyways, that was a pretty quick matchup. So.
Twas.
Starbucks.
Oh, what? Damn.
What's
the rest of that?
Huh?
Smiley.
Oh. Huh? I'm Gomo.
Oh, damn.
It's a Drake song I was playing for him either on the way back
or it is the most frustrating
your party.
The most,
which also
we will listen to it after this.
So, should we get to the final matchup?
The final matchup.
Is this a 1-2? This is a 1-2.
This is a 1-2 matchup. So Burger King advances. Will Wendy's advance to make it a chicken on burger showdown? Or will Popeyes have something to say? Stay tuned for more. And we're back.
Just so everybody knows,
it was a commercial break.
There was no, that was not a real comment.
I put in a fake commercial break. So, what did we? What
that would have been a great way to set up an ad for us.
That would.
Yeah.
When we get ads.
It's so dark, I just want to get, like, sleepy and cozy.
Yeah, it just got dark so fucking quick.
Where? Philip Boughton, adult diapers.
How did you just pronounce that?
Diapers.
I like it.
There you go.
Can I shit in your diaper? On you?
Yeah. Sure.
While you're wearing it?
I'll hold it open, and then you just hover.
Can I just, like, you know how they have the little baby Bjorn things where it's like a little backpack? How about just I carrying just it around. Crawl into your diaper?
That's fair.
Please walk around.
Yeah. That's fine. We can do that. So, Wendy's and Popeyes. So, number one seed Wendy's, number two seed Popeyes. I enjoy both. I have something to say about both. I have negative things to say about both.
Okay.
So, I will let Joe John and Rose start, and I'll hop in when I'm feeling a little feisty.
So starting with sides.
Get up in there with the sides.
What do we think? Wendy's fries are good. They're hot and crispy. Do they have any other sides like
Wendy's has rings? Baked potatoes.
Oh, that's right.
Wendy's has chili.
Oh, dude.
Wendy's has.
I never get that stuff.
Oh, I've gotten it.
I feel like I bring this up every time, but I do, like, you a do side to me at Wendy's is the fucking nuggets, and their nuggets are the my nuggies. Favorite nuggets.
They got the nuggies.
With their
so I will the say, combo. The sides at Popeyes suck ace. They're the so bad.
They're pretty good.
I thought the mac and cheese was good.
The mac and cheese is good. The coleslaw is awful.
Oh, yeah.
The french fries, not great.
Yeah, not anything world-breaking. Yeah,
they sometimes have, like Creole or, like, Cajun rice and beans. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't. Their mashed potatoes and gravy, not good. I mean, if it happens, if we get, like, a final of KFC and Popeyes, that is going to be very, very hard, because I've said, that's what she said, but I've said this all my life. Popeyes, so KFC's bone-in, not that it's actually happening, KFC's bone-in chicken, better. Popeyes strips, better. Juice fart.
No, she's doing a little, if we had a camera, though, we'd be able to market this.
Was she stretching?
I don't know. We're just getting some free feet out here.
What?
Wait. Listen, my arthritis.
Oh, my God.
It's only this foot because it was my lead foot in ballet.
Listen to my arthritis.
You can't hear it?
I heard it. Okay, no, I
didn't. You don't have to do it again. That's okay.
I didn't think I'd ever hear that sentence. So the bone-in chicken at KFC, better. The strips at Popeyes, better. The sides at KFC, better. The biscuits at Popeyes, better. So it's like, if they meet head-to-head, I'm gonna have problems. But
do you think it's better than Wendy's sides?
I digress. No, that's what I mean. Popeye sides suck. So I think Wendy's wins sides.
All right.
Boom. Do you think that Popeye's chicken beats
Popeye's all? Popeye's strips beats KFC strips? And I don't know if it's just the Popeyes that I go to, but every time, if you get like a 5-piece strip, there'll be 7 in there. I don't know if they can't count or if they're just like super generous people.
But maybe if one's small, they don't want you to feel like you're gypped.
True. Don't know. But I'm going with Wendy's sides.
All right.
Bevies.
What does Popeyes have?
Popeyes has
Coke machines?
Coke. So I think they have Coke. But, yeah, they have Dr. Pepper. They have Hawaiian Punch.
Not Mr. Pibb.
They have iced or lemonade and iced tea. So, fantastic there.
Frosties.
That's dessert.
Oh, yeah, because it's really thick.
Super
thick. It's thicker. Thicker than a Snicker. So, I would say, for beverages, Wendy's has Coke. Wendy's has strawberry lemonade with lemonade and real strawberries. So I might need help with this one.
Apparently they do breakfast now too, and they have breakfast potatoes.
What do you mean?
You can't really drink
in what form? Potatoes.
Oh, I'm just thinking out loud. Because you said something that made me think of that. I don't know.
All right, Ed Sheeran. Well, so if... If we're on beverages, the Hawaiian Punch is huge for me.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, what? Oh, hold on, though.
You know what Wendy's has?
What?
Coke Freestyle.
Oh, there you go. I was going to ask you a Chick-fil-A. I forget what you forgot, or what you, when you tried to look it up, like the locations of the Freestyle, I forgot Chick-fil-A what it was for.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we going?
I would go Wendy's, but if you, I mean, what do you both think?
I'm really unfamiliar with both of these. Like, I have them probably the most infrequently out of any of the ones we've gone. Okay. Like, I've had Taco Bell more than these places.
Interesting.
I'll say Wendy's beverages then. I can vouch for that. Those strawberry lemonades are super good. I would go to get food somewhere, and then like in Webster, and I'd stop at Wendy's and get a strawberry lemonade.
Hmm.
So I'll do beverages. So we got 2-0. Then we go on desserts, Frosties.
Yeah, Popeyes doesn't really have any good desserts.
Popeyes has pies, like
they have like one. It's
a pecan pie.
I don't even think they have that. I think they have like not even a cheesecake, but like something that's like a wannabe. Like,
you want them to have cheesecake?
I love cheesecake.
Mm. Okay.
Hold on. I'm gonna look it up. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm looking at Wendy's.
I think Wendy's got the Frosties. Not only is there chocolate, there's vanilla. And same thing with the strawberry lemonade. Sometimes I'll just stop and get a Frosty. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Desserts. They have strawberry biscuits, blueberry lemon cream, cheese-filled fried pie, and cinnamon apple pie at Popeyes.
Popeyes had
blueberry lemon cream cheese fried pie.
That was so many words.
Popeyes
blueberry lemon cheese
beignets
filled fried pies.
Blueberry lemon cream. We're at 3 words.
That's so many things.
Cheese fried pie. It is. It's
what the fuck is cheese fried pie?
Cream cheese. It's the pie is fried with blueberry lemon and cream cheese.
I was breaking these.
It's the way it's listed on the website. All that being said, those sound great. Not enough to.
Popeyes has beignets too sometimes.
Yeah, it looks like Wendy's only has Frosties, an oatmeal bar, and then 2 different kinds of cookies.
Interesting. I can't speak from personal experience, but we could give that to Popeyes, because that does sound kind of niche.
I've never had any of those. I mean, those do sound delicious. I will give them their flowers. But, I mean, it's Frosty.
Okay.
So.
Plus, you dip your fries. You ever dip your fries in a Frosty? Yes.
I've dipped everything in a Frosty.
It's like the sexual version of pica. Like, you know, where you eat stuff that you're not supposed to. It's like you fuck things you aren't supposed to when they're all food.
No. I mean, I put a beer in a Frosty once. That was delicious.
Oh. I thought you were talking about your dick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was getting at, too.
I knew that that's where you were going.
Very sticky.
Yeah.
I'd be more worried about, like, frostbite.
Yeah. It's like, we don't need to get into it.
Sure.
I was going to say, it's like whipped cream's not that practical.
No.
They do make edible whipped cream that's, like, body safe.
They make edible whipped cream.
Well, all whipped cream is actually edible. Fun fact.
That is body safe, though.
It's
not sticky and gross.
And yeast infection, not gonna.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Not gonna throw off your pH balance.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm a guy. I don't have to think about that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so now we get to entrees. I think this is Wendy's too. The spicy strips at Popeyes are amazing, but at Wendy's, the burgers.
People are obsessed with a Baconator. Is that the thing?
Yeah, and Son of Baconator.
The burgers. I love their spicy chicken sandwich. Baconator. Popeyes has the spicy chicken sandwich. They're different. Both good in their own right. But.
Yeah, I'm just a huge proponent for the nuggets. I don't care if it's a side. I don't care if it's a fucking
entree. I like
the
Baconator. Also, they used to do cheesy cheddar burgers, which are phenomenal. Yeah. I don't know if you can still get those ordered by just describing them now or not.
And actually, I mean,
because I tried to order it one time, like probably 2 years ago.
There's
now.
Popeyes in the fridge right now.
Oh, so. Really?
Yeah.
So, and they said they didn't know what it was, what I was trying to order when I said cheesy cheddar burger, which is just like a dollar burger with like the cheese spreads, like the.
We don't know what that is. What's difficult about cheese and cheddar and burger?
Yeah. So I don't know if that used to be a menu item, but I used to feel like I ordered that, but I'd go Wendy's too. I like Popeyes. I just don't consider it good enough to usurp Wendy's here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll put Popeyes, you know, to rest. I'll eulogize Popeyes here.
Go ahead.
So, you know, here we put to rest Popeyes. They are the source of that hilarious video from a couple years ago.
Fuck that chicken from Popeyes.
Where our news did such a fantastic job capturing the passion and the disappointment, the pandemonium of them running out of chicken. And I will say, you know, Popeyes, those strips, fantastic. I love the sweet heat sauce. I love that you got Hawaiian punch. I enjoy Popeyes. I really do. But you came against Wendy's, much like, you know, Chick-fil-A. That's just a tough competition to beat.
Yeah.
And there's no shame, you know, in an Elite Eight bow out. So to that, you know, thank you, Popeyes, for your contributions to this podcast. And maybe I'll have a chicken strip later tonight. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so that'll round out the...
that'll round it out. So our final four, we've got KFC taking on Chick-fil-A. So it is. It's a chicken.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Chicken burger finale. I don't think you could have scripted it any better.
We can get a chicken sandwich, or you can get a chicken sandwich at all these places.
You can. And
a juicy long boy. Or a chicken.
The spicy chicken. I've heard very good things about the chicken. I love the Whoppers.
Is it a long boy that's just spicy?
No. They have a chicken sandwich like a Chick-fil-A or a Popeye's.
I used to get the grilled one all the time because I thought I was being healthy.
At McDonald's or Chick-fil-A? Or at Burger King, sorry.
At the BK Lounge.
Ooh. Interesting. So,
yeah, I mean, we've got KFC, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King. It's going to be tough. Real tough, and I'm super excited.
We can't wait. I see Chick-fil-A winning it all because I see that.
You see Chick-fil-A winning it all?
I see Chick-fil-A winning it all.
I see Wendy's winning it all.
Are you fucking high?
No.
Do you want to be fucking high?
Yes.
Dylan's sitting next to you.
Joe John.
Not particularly, but...
straight edge piece of shit!
I think that...
We're getting down to the thick of it here.
Yeah. It's tough. It's really excited, and it's exciting.
Yeah, you're excited.
I'm excited. I can't even talk.
Yeah, so we're going to go to these places, which is funny, because when we first started this bracket, I don't know why, but I didn't picture, like, just sitting at a bunch of fast food restaurants, even though these were all fast food restaurants from the beginning. Again, I think if Paul, County Road 41, was here the last two times we did this, I think maybe Mall Food Court Chinese probably would have gotten a little bit further, or the garbage plate place, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's exciting.
The people have spoken. The wise kings of Leon.
The people being us, and yeah, the wise kings of Leon.
So, for this, we appreciate the listen.
Yeah,
with us, as it's going to take some time. We're going to put in the effort to go to these places, to try the menu items, so we know exactly what the hell we're talking about, to give you the specific winner of each, you know, showdown and the final. So we're doing our work. You do your work. I'm asking, as the captain of Tree Fort Gang, Philip Boughton, tell your friends, spread the word, get other people listening, get talking about it, buzzing about it. Please feel free to share on Facebook and Insta. Can you share on Instagram?
Yes. You can post to your story.
I don't Instagram. Yeah. I'm 36.
You can send to your friends. Yeah.
I'm old. But yeah. So
anything and everything you guys do to help with
greatly appreciate it. And we give our shout outs. You know, Mark McFadden, Luke Dunkelberg, Trevor Topian, big shout outs to them for helping out, get the word out, spread it. We very much appreciate it. If you're looking for work on your house, Four Winds Chimney, get that taken care of. You never know when the chimney might go. Four Winds Chimney can come patch it right up for you. With that being said...
I'll patch up your chimney.
I'm a Patrick Chimney later.
Yeah, that will finish up this episode.
Yeah, all right, we gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go Loris leg wrap him and Patrick Chimney. So. And so with that being said,
that'll wrap up Who Would Win Wednesdays.
Who Would Win Wednesdays?
Round of eight.
Thanks for stopping by the fort. We will see you out there. Peace out.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Eric Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.